from the gospel that he allows the disciple who Jesus loved. And that doesn't mean that John was singled out because of John was loved by the Lord Jesus. But John was a person who entered into the love of his Savior. He was dressed in his best. And so he could hear the heartbeat of the Lord Jesus. Both through the relationship, beloved, that John had is the Lord. And it is the Lord Jesus who invites us to have a similar relationship in him. But even in Revelation, John had to know the Savior in a different way. He sees the Savior here, the Lord Jesus, walking in the midst of the assemblies. I wish that the brethren would change the word church to do assembly. But we get more the gist of the thoughts of the Spirit with respect to our gatherings. After all, we as believers are assembled by the Holy Spirit around and unto the person of Jesus Christ. But here we find the person of Jesus Christ not in the way as the Apostle Paul, and even if John in his epistles presents the Lord. But he presents the Lord of us as a judge. As the one who looks at the actions and the behavior of an assembly of a place where the Lord has given his name to dwell. And this is very important for us. But John writes here three times about himself. The first one is John, the one. Then in verse 4, it is John who writes to the seven churches. And now here in verse 9, I, John, who also am your brother. He doesn't write to them here as an apostle, as someone who has authority over you. But he writes to them as someone stands beside them. He says that I am your brother and your companion in Revelation. How will we be honest with ourselves? How much Revelation have we found it as an assembly? When you turn around a little bit, you hear all kinds of situations, and you meet all kinds of situations. You say, well, there's a lot of Revelation. And here we find an apostle who says, I'm your brother. I know the Lord turned to him, leaning on his breast. But now I see him in all his glory and what he is on the assembly. One who serves us. I, John, am also your brother, companion in tribulation. This is what we need, companion interpretation. We are so often here to set one another right and judge one another. But let us be companions of one another in revelation. And that we are able to reach souls, that we are able to reach the heart of an assembly, and that we turn to Christ and see Christ in all his fullness, as we will see in the following verses. The kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ. What a kingdom. We have heard this morning something that is a test. This is the kingdom of God, the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Actually, kingdom is for us, in a sense, to God. And John quotes this in his in the rest of the book about the coming kingdom and that opens the living kingdom of God and takes his rightful place, and that all his enemies will be subdued unto him. It is good for us to live with our minds in the future. Festival